Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTÉ Radio 1.
Hello again. Still with me are Minister Colm Brophy, Sinn Féin's Louise O'Reilly and Independent Ireland's Michael Collins. Now, on Wednesday night, 16 Irish citizens were among a group of activists detained by Israeli forces on the Samud flotilla, which was trying to deliver aid to Gaza. The flotilla was sailing through international waters at the time, and among the detainees was our panel's colleague in the Oireachtas Senator, Chris Andrews. On Thursday afternoon, leaders' questions in the Dáil was given over to statements and questions to the Tánaiste in support of the flotilla, and also called for urgent political action here to show support for the people of Palestine. By way of an update, Barry Heenan, who is on the next flotilla out, he reckons there's still a few days out. There's been no interception as yet, but given what's happened, they are expecting one. And a plane, they suspect to be an Israeli plane, did fly above them and turned back. Minister Colm Brophy, first of all, the government's position is that the raid on the flotilla in international waters was illegal. So have 16 Irish citizens been abducted effectively?
Well, I think the priority, and the Tánaiste was very clear on this in his contribution on this on Thursday. The priority, first of all, is to support the work of our ambassador in ensuring that Irish citizens are released, and then looking at a next stage as to what action we would take. What happened was wrong, shouldn't happen, absolutely clear. You cannot do that in international waters. It is completely wrong. You cannot take people detain them, and it should not have happened. But I think
if they were raided illegally in international waters and taken onto a boat and brought into Israeli sovereign territory, is that abduction?
Yeah, I mean, they were taken, and they... priority must be to get them released and to get them safely back to where, whether it's Ireland or wherever they wish to go. I think that is the priority. I don't want to get into trying to inflame any situation that makes anything worse for those people who are currently going
with respect
that
the families of the people who have been detained may be of the view that in the inflammation stakes Israel started it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what Israel did is completely wrong. Absolutely. You have no right to do that. Israel has to understand that you do not have a right to just decide your own rules internationally. And there will come a point, as the Tánaiste was very clear, where we should look in the context of our European partners and to see what structures or what channels are there to take action to recognise that Israel's actions were illegal and unacceptable. But the priority, and I just want to keep focusing on this because I really do think it is important, is to do everything to facilitate getting the Irish people out of the situation and the detention they're in at the moment.
Are you a bit confused as to why the European Union seems not to share Ireland's analysis or indeed the sense of outrage that was there in the Dáil on Thursday afternoon? If hundreds of citizens have been arrested illegally in international waters.
I think a lot of member states in the European Union do share Ireland's analysis of it and are absolutely at one with us on it. I think there are some member states that don't, and I think that's unfortunate. It is the reality of where we're at, that member states have their own sovereign foreign policies and they have their own views.
But international waters are international waters. So
absolutely.
What possible alternative view is there on that?
Well, you're asking about the cooperation of how Europe works together. I'm saying that there are countries within the European Union that take a view that is not as strong and clear as ours. Ours is very strong, very clear. And in that, I believe we have the support fully of a large number of EU member states, particularly Spain, say, who has been at one with us in how to handle this.
Louise O'Reilly, first of all, what have you heard from your colleague Chris Andrews, and when do you expect him home?
We've had very limited contact with Chris, and you know, I mean, it really is flabbergasting to think that hundreds of people on a peaceful humanitarian mission are being illegally detained, including my friend and our Oireachtas colleague, Senator Chris Andrews. But let's
would
look
you
at
call
the
it
reasons.
Abduction?
I don't know that you could call it anything else, to be frank. But let's look at the reasons why Israel does what it does and behaves the way it behaves. Because there are no sanctions and no consequences. So, you know, what we should be doing is ensuring, yes, that that I have serious concerns about the conditions that people are being detained in, such as access to medicines and clean water. I understand that that is an issue. I know that some of the families have been contacted by the Department of Foreign Affairs. That needs to continue. They need to be in constant touch with the families to reassure them. But, you know, let us not lose sight of the fact, Colm, the reason why Israel behaves the way that they do, the reason they are able to act with impunity, is because they don't feel any sanctions. So enough of hand-wringing from the government now. It is time to pass the Occupied Territories Bill in full to include services. It is time to pass John Brady's Illegal Settlements Bill.
Yeah.
Without any delay. It is time that Israel felt consequences. And, you know, excuse after excuse, we're waiting on other countries to do something. No, that doesn't cut it anymore.
Okay.
We need action from the government today.
Okay. Michael Collins, how would you characterise what happened on Wednesday night? Would you call it abduction?
Well, sadly, it was like Deputy O'Reilly said, it was a peaceful humanitarian aid going to a country that's in a desperate position. It was not, there was no weapons on board, antibiotics, baby formula, surgical kits, food and clean water. What in the name of God is going on with the world today that something that was carrying that to help people to survive that are famine stricken in a country was being blocked? Like the minister said, we can't inflame the situation either. And I did hear Minister O'Callaghan the other day, when he was being pushed very much from Sinn Féin, ask the question, what would you do? So there's certain things you can't do, but certainly what the first thing Independent Ireland did was there was a motion to go through without debate on Tuesday. And we insisted at the business committee that we would have debate. So we had a debate on Tuesday. And it is, words are good, words are strong. Words will bring peace here eventually. And we have to, you know, look at the peace negotiations that are gone that include the US.
Talking of inflaming the situation, that ship may well have sailed, Michael Collins, when Israel's national security minister, a man so extreme he wasn't allowed to do national service in the Israeli Defence Forces, is going in and calling the people who are detained terrorists when there is absolutely no evidence of any illegal activity on their part. The situation is surely already inflamed, no?
But we know that on this side here, Colin. We know that on this side here. But the unfortunate situation in a war, everything is going to be thrown at people. These people need to be peaceful negotiations. Bring them home safe. But certainly, still get the aid that's desperately needed. We have people being bandages being used over there that are covered in blood have to be reused again on people. There's amputations taking place without any kind of sedation as such. Just a shocking situation. And we do need to try and keep peaceful negotiations going till we bring these people home, bring them home safe, that the flotilla still gets in and the aid still gets to the people.
Right.
What's on the flotilla? So that's the situation we're in. And I hope that peaceful negotiations that are ongoing out there at the present time will succeed. We need to look at that as a neutral country. We have to along that line.
Colin Brophy, the Irish government's worry about the Occupied Territories Bill, including services, was that it would run awry of EU law, and particularly in this area of services. The European Commission has now said that member states are entitled to take actions against illegal settlements in the occupied territories. They've made no mention of excluding services. Why is the government not now acting proactively to put services in and speedily put the bill through when we now have a situation where 16 Irish people are detained by Israel?
Well, I know that the Taoiseach said that, again, made very clear our intention to pass the occupied bill, and he's having a meeting, I believe, next week with the original author of the proposal, Francis Black. And it is the government's intention to see this progress. And they will be bringing forward what we believe is the correct and proper bill. I think we're all in agreement that there is maybe differences as to what exactly the bill should be, what it should say or whatever. But we all want to see one thing, which is we want to see an end to the genocide.
Okay.
We want to stop the war. We want Ireland to continue to play the leading role.
There was unanimity on that in the Dáil on Thursday, but there was also on the opposition benches unanimity on the call for the Occupied Territories Bill to be progressed and progressed speedily. The context has changed in Europe. The European Commission has now said member states are entitled to take action and have not excluded services from that. So why the caution?
I believe what we want to do is to get the legislation right. I believe that's been driving the Taoiseach's actions in this regard. But we also want to see it passed, and we will see it passed.
When?
The Taoiseach has said that I know he has a meeting this week coming up, and I think there'll be an announcement out as to when and how we'll be progressing after that.
But this has been in the mix for years. Does it really take a government that long to get this kind of legislation right when far more complex legislation has been put through overnight in under previous governments?
Well, it is important to get it right, but it's also important, by the way, to acknowledge what the government has been doing with in terms of setting an agenda within Europe, which has changed completely, I believe, the original European position has been very more effective. We still believe absolutely categorically that we can be even more effective as well with the Occupied Territories Bill, which actually
will getting, it be done before with, next
with,
year?
With getting our European partners, those that are okay. willing to come aboard with us right. to take action against Israel as well. That's real change, by the way, not dismissive okay. as you're right. being okay. there. Like, you
Colin,
know,
can I just say, you know,
it's real change.
Very briefly, every single party in the Dáil agrees that the Occupied Territories Bill should be passed. The only people stopping it are the government. There is unanimity right across the Dáil. Okay. We have said on umpteen occasions we will sit in emergency session, we will sit overnight to pass the Occupied Territories
we do
Bill.
Have to,
the
we
only
do have
people
to take a
blocking
break.
It are the government.
Okay,
the
we have to take a break. We're back in a minute.
Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.